everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. This time out, we're going to be watching the sixth episode of Power Rangers RPM, Ranger Green. And without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one, and we're going to do this here in 3, 2, 1, go! Hey, we got Ziggy as part of the actual crew this time. Interesting. Wonder why it took an extra episode for that. Oh yeah. The sixth episode of Power Rangers RPM was Ranger Green. It first aired on April 4th, 2009, written by Eddie Gazillion and directed by Jonathan Bruff. Oh, he's being sneaky. Oh, wonder what that is.
Please don't touch that. It's a sonar sound wave blasting cannon, and it's untested. It is critical that I use this training time to assess your ability and evaluate what, if any, use you can be to Project Ranger as Ranger Operator Series Green. Why are you staring at me?
I thought you'd be a dude.
Excuse me?
Well, you know, the whole K-screen and the electronic voice. I would have laid odds that you were a dude.
Sorry to disappoint you.
The Series Green suit allows the operator to use a biofield as a gateway to instantaneously transport from one point to another.
Sure, not a problem. Should we give it a shot?
So he can teleport.
You could beam yourself directly into a solid wall.
Oh. Hadn't thought of that.
Or into the center of the Earth's molten magma core.
Really?
Or thousands of feet below the surface of the deepest ocean.
Could you stop talking?
You asked me for a list of worst-case teleportation scenarios.
I know, but I didn't actually want to hear them. Okay, then. Ready, set, and...
That worked.
Feels different. I think it worked.
I did it! Look at me! Look at me!
Oh, I'm looking. And I think I've seen enough. More than enough. And I'm willing to lay odds that this isn't exactly the first test you've ever failed.
I think that's the first time we've had a helmet on a ranger that's not wearing the suit. Oh, really? Oh, we're getting background here. Didn't see that coming at all.
Now, for what it's worth, I think I aced the written portion of this test.
Ziggy, Ziggy, Ziggy. I really want you to become a member of our Scorpion cartel, but when you fail your driver's license for the fifth time...
Fourth! Look, that guy, he's got to be discharged from the hospital before he can officially flunk
me. I start to have my doubts as to whether or not you have what it takes to become part of our criminal enterprise. You have to know who you are on the inside.
Fresno Bob, trust me, I know who I am, on the inside and out. I can... wasn't the first choice for the Green Ranger.
You weren't chosen at all.
Yeah, but what I lack in strength and size and speed,
coordination, reflexes, judgment, instincts, leadership, common sense.
I more than make up for with heart. Look, if you just got to know me.
I don't want to get to know you.
But why not? I'm a person. Turns out you're a person. I mean, give me one good reason why the two of us can't be friends.
I don't like you.
Well, that'll do it.
Oh. All right, what's on the menu for today, good doctor?
I'm sorry, I'm so used to you being a...
Did you think she was a dude?
He went up to the... Okay, I see. He went up to the TV.
Yeah, we have infiltration. It's a Vengeance attack bot.
It's storming the city's central computer banks.
Looks like magnetic. Hey, I'm right. Hey, we've seen this place before. I'm pretty sure we'll see this place again.
I'm jamming any transmissions it's trying to send back to Vengeance, but that thing cannot be allowed to escape the city with those shield codes. You will need to use Ceres Green's teleportation abilities to bypass the machine's magnetic interference.
Understood, Doc. We're on it. Ziggy, we need you to teleport behind that thing and take it out.
Ziggy, you up for this?
Absolutely! Let's do this!
Good. Let's move.
Good luck, man.
Lock and load! Nitro Blaster!
Should have read the manual.
Come on, this time!
Where'd he go?
Ziggy, do you read?
Where are you, man?
Went to the wrong place, huh?
Nitro sword!
Maybe he needs to fully believe that he can teleport.
Magnet ran away.
I cannot believe I just said that out loud.
Guys, we're also missing a ranger. Where's Ziggy?
Hello?
He also demorphed.
Where am I? Where's the door? Hello?
Don't move!
Oh, dude, come on.
I couldn't teleport back into that vault again if I tried. I'm not a criminal. I'm just incompetent.
Dr. K, do you vouch for this?
I can definitely vouch for the incompetent part. As far as being a criminal, I can't say.
I can. We checked around.
Wait a minute. She revealed herself to everyone? Not just the Rangers?
You came with them, didn't you, Ziggy?
Uh-oh. That's a Jungle Karma pizza.
Yeah, what he said.
Your turn next, Zig. And you gotta get tough here. Let him know you mean business.
No, I mean business. Yeah, what's the next stop anyway?
An orphanage?
I'm here for Fresno Bob's money.
Hi, Ziggy.
This is a very old school orphanage.
Where is everyone? Where are the kids?
Child gamma sickness. We're doing what we can, but we've spent every dime trying to get medical supplies on the black market.
Gamma sickness, huh? How many?
All of them. Every single one of the five cartels wants you ghosted.
He asked, where is everybody? And then all he had to do was turn around to see a bunch of kids. Huh?
This city hates you.
I'll tell you what he did. It's not like it's any secret. There was the truck.
Truck? What truck?
You find it parked right here on this corner. All you have to do is drive it across town and bring it here.
That's it?
That's it. And if you do this, you'll be one of us forever, Ziggy.
Sure, you can count on me.
I hope so. For your sake. Because I'm not the only one in on this. This deal is so big
that all five of the cartels have come together on it. We got Ronan's Blue Crew, Spike, Mike, and the boys, the Southtown Sweet Tooths, and the Lola Brothers.
What?
This truck must have some pretty valuable cargo.
Ziggy, my boy, you have no idea.
So, what happened?
I think you can guess.
Humorous.
What can I say?
The kid's just no good. All that power, all that responsibility. He got greedy. He had to have it all for himself.
Well then, that seals it. Colonel Truman, please remove the Ceres Green Morpher from Ziggy's wrist. He is suspended indefinitely from Project Ranger.
Come on, Doc. We don't even know for sure what happened.
We don't know because he won't tell us.
Oh, man. Okay, so we definitely know Truman knows who, the Ranger's identities.
Sort this whole thing out.
You know, I kind of feel sorry for Ziggy at this point. Finally gets to be a ranger in the opening credits and gets the ranger taken away from him. Once again, a monster takes out the Rangers and then leaves.
What's for dinner?
You are, Ziggy.
We're not done yet. Yeah, they haven't had their morph sequence yet. Hotwire, he punched it. I can relate. Uh-oh. Maybe he's gonna help. We'll see. You know, out of this, after all the kind of svelte, lack of clutter on the Ranger suits in the last season, with these things just seem so bulky. Oh, they didn't seem to have much into it when they did the high-octane Megazord thing. Uh-oh!
Oh, no! Not exactly what I had in mind.
Please don't touch that. It's untested.
Yeah, that's going to come in handy this episode, isn't it?
So he is in trouble.
I'll say.
No, I mean Fresno Bob has him at cartel headquarters. He's going to make an example of him.
An example of him?
Yeah. What he did.
We know what he did. He took the shipment inside that truck for himself.
Yeah. He took what was in the truck. But not for himself.
Oh.
The cartels would come after the orphanage or the kids. I helped them out of the city after that. I don't know what happened to him, and I don't know why he came back.
Hold it right there. Eyes front.
I just know he's gonna be sorry he ever did.
Oh. This does not look good.
Ziggy, do you
but he's in his Ranger clothes. Shouldn't he still be in his prison gear?
Millions, Ziggy. Millions.
And to some people, even more.
Ziggy, you knew you wouldn't get away with it. You knew we would get you eventually. So, just between us, old friend. Why did you do it?
All you need to know, Bob, is that I'd do it again.
No, Ziggy.
Aww.
You're not gonna ever do anything ever again.
She went outside! Uh-oh. So it knocks off their clothes, then sends them flying. Oh! Bob lost his hair.
Just take it easy, little lady. What is it exactly that you want?
I want him.
Tested yet.
It is now. Now you've got work to do, Operator Series Green.
Aww. Just hanging around.
Damage report.
Our targeting and guidance systems are out.
AKA the arms are a bit damaged.
It's black and green.
Make room for Papa.
Roger that.
See, since the arm was damaged, now they have a new arm, duh. You're doing pretty good, actually.
Come on, Doc, admit it. We're friends.
You are just another piece of-
When Dylan's on that thing, he spins, but Ziggy isn't. Ooh, they could be friends. Oh, this must be important because we're getting the credits over the end again.
Now that means
something. It does.
We're in a dome. It doesn't count.
Yeah, technically she's right. There, it's a dome. Also, he's up on the ceiling, so... That didn't work at all. I wonder if he's ever going to get the teleportation thing right. Oh, well. And that's going to do it for this one. I thought that was a pretty good look at the past of Ziggy. It doesn't go all the way back, but just back far enough to see what set him up to be where he was for the first episode. They're going to do these for a few episodes. Next up, we have Ranger Red, which is going to set up Scott for where he was and how he got to where he was at the beginning of the first episode, which should be interesting. In the meantime, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect
you. Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.